Mr. Bathgate, just the man. Can you tell me which room is Dr. Takaris?
I think it's down here, along the back corridor.
Yes, judging from my recollections of his vocal efforts last night, I should say this was it.
Yes, I think you're right. Thank you, Mr. Bathgate.
All right.
Very tidy fellow, by the look of things. Couple of novels, Webster's Dictionary. This must be his writing case. Locked. That shouldn't prove too much of a problem. I thought not. Documents, mostly in Russian. Photographs, all of the good doctor himself. And a seal with the engraved sign of a long-bladed dagger. Very like the one used to kill Rankin.
It's only me, sir. Mr. Bathgate told me I'd find you in here. I've had a bit of luck.
Oh, a left-handed yellow dogskin glove. A woman's, by the look of it. And the button matches the one I found in the grate.
It took a bit of finding, sir. It had fallen down the back of the tall boy underneath the bottom drawer.
And in whose room did you find it?
Mrs. Wilde's.
Mrs. Wilde's? But if what Bathgate says is right, she was in her room the whole time he was talking to her husband. Oh, blast.
Well, anyone could have nipped in and swiped it earlier.
That's true. Thank you, Bunce. A most valuable bit of hunting.
Fresh air at last. I feel as if I'd been cooped up in the house for weeks.
Yes, it does rather tend to breed morbid thoughts.
Nigel, let's make a pact. We must be honest with one another about the murder. It'll help such a lot. Or am I being a nuisance?
Oh, I agree. I'm glad you suggested it. And how could you possibly be a nuisance?
Well then, that's all right. I don't think you killed Charles. Do you think I did?
No.
Who do you think did do it?
Well, I've really no idea. I'd like to think it was Tokarev, but...
Why Tokarev?
Well, he looks like a villain for a start, and I'd rather it wasn't one of your uncle's friends. Who do you think did it? Don't answer if you'd rather not.
Oh, but it's part of the pact. I rather think that it might be...
Mr. Bathgate, there's a telephone call from London. It's your paper.
Thank you, Mrs. Wilde. I'm just coming.
Well?
I think I'd better keep it to myself just for the moment. I might be very wrong.